The sirens are sounding. Something is coming. Can you feel it? It's like a pulse getting stronger by the day. The competition is about to begin. So fierce, it takes the strength of a rhino or the wrath of a dragon to confront it. This contest will engulf our land like a storm, bringing thunder, lightning, and maverick stars across the court. But beware the wasp sting in the tail as we find out who will bathe in glory. The 2022 Super League season, Sky Sports and Sky Sports YouTube channel.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Steph and Stacey, thank you so much for joining me on The Netball Show. We are here today to talk about the amazing launch of Flyhawk. So, Steph, do you want to tell us a bit about what it's all about and where it came from?
Flyhawk came, I've had about a year out from the sportswear industry. I've called it my gap year, even though most of it's been in lockdown, although I was fortunate enough to go and visit Stacey in Perth in February, which was lovely and hot, but kind of came back. But I guess during that year out from the sportswear industry, it kind of, I guess I had an opportunity perhaps to kind of look in on the market rather than get caught up in the day-to-day of what goes on in team wear and sportswear and so forth. And being on social media, because I was on a gap year and didn't have much else to do, I guess probably just realised how underrepresented women's sport is, obviously, but particularly netball when it comes to team apparel. And I think in terms of a lot of stuff that's happened in lockdown, we've kind of seen that there is generally a bit of a lack of representation for netball. So it was all born out of this idea of just wanting to create a brand for our sport and a brand that netballers felt was belongs to them, and that equally that they could belong to as well. Because there's so many like people across netball, you know, it's an amazing community. You know, you get, you know, the go-getters, those that challenge the status quo, you know, the ones that run the WhatsApp group, the ones that organise the team socials, and from all sorts of backgrounds. And it's kind of, I guess, I wanted to create a brand that kind of captivated all of that and kind of represented the whole of the netball community.
Yeah, I mean, I love the look of everything I've seen on social media so far. The launch has been really exciting. I know my own team were messaging me with screenshots of all the players posting with their, you know, cryptic little messages, and we were all getting very excited about what it could mean. Is that something that, you know, is part of your kind of ethos about creating a bit of a buzz around it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it was really important to build up to it and to get the netball community excited, because once they've got something that they can get their teeth into, you know, people will really get on board. You know, when you do something for netballers and you do it well, they will support you. I mean, they'll also tell you when you don't do it as well too. But it was that idea of recognize the ambassadors we had on board, you know, Stacey, Jade, Serena and Nat, and going, actually, this is something really quite special here. And also just launch of London Pulse. Just recognizing that, you know, when we brought this to market, it probably was going to, excuse the pun, but ruffle some feathers quite quickly. And yeah, I think it deserved the build up, just given the people that have come on board to represent the brand and they're huge role models for our sport.
Absolutely. And like you say, you've got all the big names. We were all very excited to you know, see all these huge stars posting about it as well. And we'll come back to the London Pulse announcement. But just to bring Stacey in here, what are your thoughts on the brand, on the kit? I've had a quick look on the site and it all looks really nice. What are your thoughts on it from a kind of performance perspective and also just from a general netball sportswear fan perspective?
I think what was really funny is that when Steph sat me down and pitched to me Flyhawk, I had kind of said to her in advance, because she'd given me like a bit of a brief synopsis of what she wanted to chat about, that I was like, well, you know, you're my best friend and we have a personal relationship that goes back for an awful long time, so whatever it is, I'm going to jump on board. And then very quickly realized that I probably wouldn't want to do that if it wasn't something that was excellent. And it was really obvious from the start that it was an excellent idea, that everything that we were going to put out and everything that you would see would be absolute quality, and that it wouldn't be anything that I would want to endorse if I wasn't comfortable to wear it in a netball environment or just in an everyday sports environment either.
Sure. What I love about what I've seen on the dresses is the kind of the different levels that correspond with kind of performance levels. So you've got your dress for that's targeted at social teams all the way up to, you know, the super pro dress. Can you talk to me about the kind of the highest level of the dress and some of the technology that's involved in it? Because on the face of it, you know, you think a netball dress is a netball dress, but clearly there are levels here. Yeah. So can you kind of walk me through that a little bit?
Yeah, well, the idea of creating different levels was, I mean, when you consider other sports, say rugby, for example, a rugby brand will create different fits, you know, because you've got, you know, players which are, you know, you've got your backs, you've got your forwards, so they offer different fits. But no one was really doing that in netball, which seems strange given actually the, you know, the wide range of like physiques that play the sport. So in terms of our super pro dress, we wanted to have a bit of fun with that, but also what I was noticing that in particular, you know, players like Stacey and actually even grassroots players in the gym, we're all starting to wear kind of a slightly higher neck tops. So we've created this kind of square neckline, and it also just cuts in a bit on the side of the shoulders. And that's largely because, you know, netballers, particularly at elite level, which are the teams wearing the super pro dress, you know, the players just have these fantastic arms. I'm just so jealous. I say it to Stacey all the time, like just these amazing athletic arms. And it just really kind of just shows that off as well. But we've done this kind of double racer back feature, which just stands out. It's a bit striking, a bit different. But again, just bringing a bit more of like a fashion feel into it visually. But in terms of technical, what it does is it, you know, the top half of the dress at the back is actually a different material to the main panels in the dress. The idea being that across your back, you know, it's an area of support for your bust. So it's a slightly, you know, a tighter fitting fabric, but allows you to breathe by having two different layers rather than one thicker layer. But the bottom half of the dress at the back, you don't really want something tight across your bum, right? So that is that's a different fabric, which again, just sits a little bit looser. But the dress, the Super Pro dress, it actually has it's called a fishtail hemline, which means that it's slightly longer at the back and the front and shorter at the sides. And part of the reasoning behind that was thinking about, you know, when you see netball photos or players, you know, they bend over to do a 3-foot mark or mark a shot. And the first thing you see is their shorts or, you know, their bum. So we've made the dress a little bit longer at the back so that when someone is marking it, it just kind of covers that and just makes players, I think, feel a bit more comfortable. But we wanted to do something a little bit special with the Super Pro dress that just visually can be quite striking.
Yeah, well, I love the sound of that, particularly as a goalkeeper whose whole game is doing 3-foot marks and panicking about my shorts being on show. So, that's really interesting. And I don't know if either of you guys saw the chat a few weeks ago about netball kits and about the dresses and whether or not we need to be moving forward with that and you know, widening out the different possibilities for netballers within their kit. Do either of you have thoughts on that kind of argument? And is it time that we are stepping forward and thinking about alternatives to kit that we should be wearing?
I've actually been talking about this morning, but I'll let you go first as the kind of the player's opinion, and then I'll add my two cents in.
I do think it was really interesting, actually. I did kind of look at that argument and conversation, and I think what's incredibly important as a female athlete is that you feel comfortable. So we don't just, you know, rock up and want to wear any kind of kit just because it's given to us. And I know that something that I've always complained about being in netball is everybody having to dress and look the same. And I'm not sure that is necessarily what creates a team. It's certainly for me is not what the epitome of a team is about. And so I think if sportswear can continue to evolve to be fashion forward, to be technical enough to meet the demands of the sport, but also engage a little bit of individuality, either from player to player or from team to team, then that's a fantastic step forward.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think, Steph?
I 100% agree. I think a dress will always be a really important part in the sport. And I know a lot of players, especially youngsters, we've kind of got this sort of feeling of aspiring to wear a dress. But equally, I understand, you know, particularly at grassroots or, you know, where you've got teenagers which are a bit more body conscious, for example, or even, you know, older players playing flags and netball, you know, a dress isn't necessarily right. So what we've also done as well, we've kind of got this sort of, I guess, a pick and mix option, if you like, where players can piece together, because I agree with Stacey. I really like the idea that actually, as long as you're all in a kind of a common themed design, there's no reason that you can't mix and match stuff, even if that's to, you know, to be on court. And particularly when you consider winter leagues, you know, it would be great to be able to, for teams to be able to, you know, wear leggings, which perhaps are, you know, in their team colours, with a matching, you know, a vest or long sleeve top that also does the same job, because we don't want a barrier to entry in terms of playing our sport to be that you can only wear a dress. And that's the same, I think, for encouraging, you know, more men into the game. So although this is a female founded sportswear brand, and, you know, females are very much at the forefront of it, because that's kind of, I guess, lacking across the whole teamwear industry, we've made sure that we do make men's netball kits as well. And I think hopefully over the course of the next, you know, few months or so, we'll team up with a couple of men's teams, because we kind of want to kind of push this sort of feeling forward that actually, you know, netball belongs to everyone.
I love that idea about it being, you know, a really inclusive thing. And I think you're both totally right about making sure that that isn't a, you know, a barrier to accessibility, something as simple as what you're wearing, which shouldn't affect the game in the slightest. And also at the moment, you know, because obviously there's so many people, me for one, who's now playing outdoors when I've been playing indoors for you know, 10, 15 years. So that's been a bit of a shock to the system. So the idea of playing in leggings and long sleeve tops, I'm like, that sounds good. And, you know, maybe a lot more people be considering that. But just to bring it back to the announcement about the partnership with London Pulse, can you tell me a bit how that came about and what you hope to kind of achieve with this partnership?
Yeah, so I think it probably came from, I guess, watching from the sidelines, as I mentioned earlier, just seeing how Pulse communicated and behaved and kind of kept themselves moving forward in the first lockdown, when a lot of kind of organisations and stuff ground to a halt. I think they kind of stood out for me as the Super League team, which were continuing to engage with their members, their players, and their community, keeping, you know, brands coming on board, announcing lots of partnerships. And so when it kind of, I guess, got to a point where I was going to pull the trigger on this, you know, we got in touch with them and said, did they want to hook up? And obviously you have to go through the commercials of a conversation. But what we realized really quickly was that we kind of both had a long-term ambition to break the blueprint in our respective industries, and to overcome those kind of traditional barriers in women's sport. I know London Pulse have openly talked about wanting to kind of lift the salary cap in Super League to see if we can kind of, you know, continue to make the Super League have become more professional. That's something that's in their ambitions. And teaming up with them, I kind of feel like it just kind of put that marker in the ground of, you know, we are providing, you know, netball apparel for all. Their mantra is, you know, that netball belongs to everyone as well. And it just felt like a really good fit, and making netball accessible to people from a wide variety of backgrounds rather than just those that, you know, traditionally play it.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a really good match then between the two of you. And I'm really excited to see how London Pulse's colours work with the new kit, because I think that'll just be like really nice to look at, for one.
We did just to touch on their dress, they did a campaign in 2020, which was London Pulse Speaks Your Language. And so what we did was we took that kind of concept into the recording studio when we were designing their dress. I've got a friend who does a lot of podcasting, and we captured the sound waves of the saying, "We represent London, we represent London Pulse." And we got the visual of those sound waves, and we converted them into kind of vector graphics, and they're actually embedded into the design of their dresses for the 2021 season. So their dresses literally say, "We represent London, we represent London Pulse." And we wanted to do that for them because who knows what's going to happen, you know, with crowds and so forth this year. And it was just to kind of give them that bit of extra boost when they do step on court this season, whatever, you know, that match day looks like.
That's such a cool idea. That's so innovative. I've never heard of anything like that on a netball dress before. So I really, really love that idea. Both of you, thank you so much for talking to me. And Steph and Stacey, congrats so much on the launch. It looks amazing and I'm really excited to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie.
Hi, this is Shani Layton and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Sam, thank you so much for joining me today. The partnership with Flyhawk and London Pulse looks absolutely fantastic. Can you tell me a bit about how this partnership came about?
Yeah, we're really pleased with the partnership. We had a meeting, seems like a long time ago now, with Flyhawk, who came to us having seen a bit of our early work and understanding the club's values in terms of our inclusivity and diversity, particularly being in London and South East. And they were interested in obviously launching their brand globally, but being involved with just one Super League team. And so it started off as a sort of initial meeting, and it became quickly apparent to both sides really that we were going to work really well together. We had some really productive, exciting meetings, and Steph in particular is really a creative person, and I'm not at all. I'm a boring lawyer that does netball stuff. So it was really fascinating for our team to talk to her and Sophie, and we just made a really good connection and we thought we'd see where we could go with it.
Absolutely. So I've spoken to Steph briefly about the, you know, the innovative design that you have for the Pulse dresses. Can you tell me a bit more about that and where that concept came from? Because I absolutely love it.
Me too. And it was really exciting. And that was one of the sort of really exciting meetings we had with her. Because at the time, hopefully you will have seen it, we were running our Netball Speaks Your Language campaign, which we hope to keep running. But it just sort of come on to the open air, if you like, in terms of one of our key strategies is to engage communities in London that really don't know netball exists still. So as you know, we produced a number of videos in different languages, from Russian to Romanian to French, all sorts of languages involving our players. And I think that gave Steph the idea of us trying to be inclusive, and gave her the idea of, you know, what would it look like digitally if she recorded somebody saying, well, we represent London Pulse, we represent London. And so she sort of presented this to us after that first meeting. And I just thought it was really clever, really honest, really represented our brand and what we're trying to genuinely do in London. So, it never would have crossed my mind. And it was lovely just to be working with somebody that could take one of our sort of strong principles that we're trying to push in the short term and the long term in London, and to turn that into something visual on the dress.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic idea and kind of unique. I've never seen anything like it. And it's nice to see such innovation within netball, I think. What have the players' reaction been so far? I saw just today a little clip of Eddie and Thomas dancing in her new dress. So what are the players thinking of it?
Yeah, so it was all quite nerve-wracking, actually, because the players were aware that we'd sort of come out of contract with our previous supplier. And I'd said to them, oh, we have a new kit supplier, but I can't tell you who they are. And, of course, that set, you know, them off guessing and, you know, coming up with all sorts of suggestions. And then we invited Steph down to come and meet the players and present what Flyhawk meant and what our partnership was about. And, you know, to be honest, beforehand, I was like, well, this is going to go one way or the other. Yeah. and in fact, Steph presented it beautifully. And the players, as soon as they heard her and myself speak about our partnership, and then they saw the kit, they were just genuinely really, really excited. They genuinely liked the product, genuinely liked the feel of the kit. And I think one of the crucial things is that, you know, I'm the tiniest, shortest one in the squad as a member of staff, and so I'm tiny and round, and then you've got really tall, long people with long limbs, and genuinely the kit looks great on everybody because it's been designed by women that understand female bodies. Yeah. And I think that was when the players started to try on the kit, they really, really then got excited because they were saying, oh my goodness, it actually fits. The length yeah. is correct, that feels correct. And I think from that point on, they were absolutely sold.
That is such a huge selling point, isn't it? Just having that kind of knowledge of what it is specifically that netballers need. And I think that's something that, you know, we don't get a lot of in our sport. We don't have a lot of companies and brands that are specifically tailored for what it is that we do. How important is Flyhawk going to be in the netball world? How important is it to have that kind of brand that really understands us and is working for us?
Well, I think it's another step in the right direction. As you know, we've been championing women becoming, you know, more involved in their own destiny, really. And I think empowering women to be able to influence on this level, where 90% of the netball population is still female, even though they are making male netball kit as well, it's just really reassuring to me. And another reason why I really wanted to support Flyhawk, in that it's really important that we support each other as women. We understand our own sport and we celebrate the knowledge that we have amongst ourselves. You know, Steph's played netball. She's an amazing designer. It's a new venture for her. And why not support that? You know, we're still a new club in London, as in the Super League. You know, we're still one of the newest teams into the Super League. And I think that's why our ideology sort of met so well, really, because we're both keen to promote netball and all the positive things it represents at all levels in and around our area.
And just in terms of like the commercial side of things, obviously it's been a difficult year for sport, for everyone, particularly women's sport, particularly netball, in terms of, you know, the viability of the sport, the future of the league with so much disruption. How crucial is it that, you know, we are seeing teams still making these kind of important commercial connections and building this sponsorship at a time when everything is so up in the air?
It's absolutely vital. And as you know, at London Pulse, we sort of made an early decision in the first lockdown to keep at it and to work hard within the community. So we delivered community netball to little old ladies in community homes, mm-hmm. and right down to the other end with very young children through virtual netball sessions, and reached out to partners and sponsors throughout the whole time, because, you know, as and when we do get through this, we need to be in a position to deliver our sport to people. And if we're not commercially viable and sustainable, then we're not going to be able to deliver the sport on any level, whether that's grassroots, intermediate level or elite level. So I'm particularly passionate, and the staff I'm working with, about just working really hard, even though there seems to be a new challenge every day, so working hard, but working in a safe way, but to still promote our sport.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Sam, and best of luck with the rest of the preparation for when things get back to normal. Hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.